always winter, but never Christmas. What an awful thought. But that is how C.S. Lewis describes Narnia in the book The Lion, the Witch, and Wardrobe. And whilst many of us complain about the commercialization of Christmas, there's something really magical about this season. It's hard to imagine a winter without Christmas. Well, Christmas lasts for 40 days until Candlemas on the 2nd of February. Most of the outside world seem to think that Christmas ended a long time ago on Boxing Day. But for the church, Christmas is so important we take 40 days to think about the importance of this great event. And today we're celebrating the Epiphany, the arrival of the Magi, as we've just heard in the account told by Matthew. Many of us probably took part in a nativity play when we were young. I always enjoy taking the part of the kings, because they had the best costume. They had a crown for their head. That's why I became a priest. You get very good costumes. But the journey of the Magi has always fascinated people. It's thought that their journey might have taken 2 years. Amazing, really, when you think that we can get to Australia in 24 hours. 2 years in search of a king. The Bible doesn't tell us there are three kings. We only assume that because there are three gifts: gold and frankincense and myrrh. But we're told that they had studied the stars, and their studies led them to believe a very special person was to be born. Epiphany means to show forth, to manifest. So in this season, we think about how we can make real the coming of Christ in our own generation. It all comes back to that word which we hear a lot these days, mission. We need to be mission-minded people. The Magi have travelled far in search of the Messiah. They follow a star that leads them over 1,000 miles in search of a king. It would have been a long, arduous journey, but their perseverance is rewarded, and they find the Christ child and they offer their gifts. T.S. Eliot, in his poem The Journey of the Magi, makes much of the long and difficult journey, indicating to us all that faith can be a long and arduous journey. T.S. Eliot writes, "A cold coming we had of it, just the worst time of the year. For a journey and such a long journey, the ways deep and the weather sharp, the very dead of winter." That journey of faith can take us to unexpected places. The Magi represent all who search for Christ, and they show that perseverance in that search is always rewarded. The Bible is full of stories of people who searched for Jesus and found him. And when they found him, they went on to tell others. We think of the leper who met Jesus and was healed. And we read that he couldn't stop himself going to tell others. We read about Philip, who was called by Jesus and then straightway went to tell his friend Nathanael. Or the woman of Samaria at the well. You remember she had a conversation with Jesus. And after that conversation, she went and told her friends, and they too were brought to Christ. We have not met Christ in quite the same way, but we've been touched by his grace.
And in our turn, we too must show forth Christ to the people we meet. For the past 6 weeks here at St. Ursula's, we've been on a course for Advent called The Joy of the Gospel. And we've been looking at how we can share the good news of the Gospel with others. The course is based on Pope Francis's encyclical called The Joy of the Gospel. Pope Francis speaks about the blessing that Christ's birth brought to the world. And he says, just as we receive Christ's blessing when we come to the Eucharist, we in turn need to take that blessing from here to those whom we meet. Take the blessing of the Eucharist from this place out into the world to those whom we meet during the week. He says we're truly Epiphany people who show the blessings of Christ to others. So we come to Christ, just like the Magi. But what do we do? We don't bring gold and frankincense and myrrh, but we've all got things to offer. What are your gifts that you could offer? There's a story of a king who had a birthday party, and he invited all his friends to come and celebrate, and they were asked to bring with them a container, but it must be made of gold. You can bring anything you like, but it must be a container. Well, one man thought, well, the king's a very good friend of mine. I will take him a gold fruit bowl. It will cost me quite a lot of money, but he's a good friend, and he's been good to me, and that's what I will take. And another friend thought, well, it's rather difficult. I'm going to take him a gold thimble. It is a container, it's made of gold, and it will suffice, will be the gift that I shall take. Well, the day of the party came, and everyone had a fantastic time, and at the end of the party, the king stood up and said, I want you now to take your containers and go to my treasure house, where there's rubies and sapphires and diamonds, and fill your container and take it home with you. Well, the man who'd taken a gold fruit bowl thought this was fantastic, but generous king. The man who'd taken a thimble felt rather sad. What would you have taken to that party? What can I give, poor as I am? As the carol says, what I can I give my heart. So as we gaze on the figures of the wise men in the grid, let us pray for all who search for truth, all who search for Christ in this place. And when they come to this place, let us pray that they may find faith and Christ. And let us give ourselves anew to God with the gifts we have.